Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Oh my goodness, have we got a show for you today. I'm just so excited. We've got Chrissy here. Hi, Chrissy.
Hey, Michelle. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. And we've got Lori Spagna here, who is a very powerful animal communicator. We're going to be talking to her about communicating with the animals and what this all means and how we can do it and just all kinds of stuff. But before we get going, I've got a couple of announcements to make. First of all, the last 15 minutes of the show, I'll be doing astrology readings for you who call in. So if you want me to do an astrology reading for you, make sure you call in ahead of time so I can pull up your chart. And the toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. All I'll need is your birthplace, your time and date. And if you're not sure of your time, you can find it on your birth certificate. The other announcement that I have to make, and I'm very excited about, is that I'm going to be teaming up with Paula Bronte, the rapid eye technician who's been on the show a couple of times. We are going to be doing a seminar on Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30. Now make sure you mark that on your calendar. That's Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30 at the Edmonds Vitamin and Herb Shop, and that is in Edmonds, Washington. And we're going to be talking about experiencing the new economic shift from a place of strength, prosperity, and health. We're going to be giving you tips and guidelines to help you maneuver through this economic shift that we all are going through. So those are two things we've got going on today, but make sure you all come out and see us Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30 at the Edmonds Vitamin and Herb Shop in Edmonds, Washington. Okay. What is going on in the heavens? Well, I tell you, it's been a very powerful week. We got something going on. So what the bleep is going on?
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
All right, so what is going on in the heavens? Well, Thursday this week, May 9th, we have a solar eclipse. And these eclipse patterns are a time of emancipation. It's nothing to be afraid of. It is a time for people to be freed. You are being shown the truth in your life, and the truth will set you free. Isn't that the truth? It always sets you free once you know it. So you need to take advantage of this energy and choose to see the truth in your affairs. You need to rise above it all and take this opportunity for you to shine. The world is calling for you to shine, and that leads me to my philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Our philosophy tip of the day, I have said this once before, but I think it's very appropriate that I bring it up again, especially during these eclipse patterns. And we have this going on for 18 months, so you have lots of opportunity to shine. And this comes to us from Nelson Mandela. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are we not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. So here you go. This is the time for you to shine. to step up, to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous. That is how you were made. That's how God made you. So step up to the challenge and let's shine above all. Okay, Lori Spania is on. She's a professional intuitive, animal communicator, canine behavioral expert, energy healer, and an empowerment coach, among other things. Oh my goodness gracious. So welcome to the show, Lori.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you for being here. I'm just very excited. I've never had an animal intuitive on before, so this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo-hoo. So we're going to go ahead.
I said woohoo.
Okay. Yes, we're going to be teaching people how they can awaken their dormant DNA, their intuitive gifts, and their connection to communicating with animals telepathically. So, Lori, I've got to ask you, what happened in your life that made you want to be an animal communicator?
Oh, Michelle, you know, my whole life I loved animals. And actually, my connection to Source, I mean, we're all connected. We're always connected. All of us are, whether, you know, no matter how much we realize it or don't. But it really was developed, I would say, through my love for animals. It is the other way around, but I loved animals. I wanted to be of service to them. And out of corporate America, you know, I spent 20 years in corporate America. I was miserable. I was dying a slow death. And I had three mantras in my head, Michelle, and that was all I knew was, number one, how do I be of service to animals on a global scale? I said every day, over and over again, how do I be of service to animals on a global scale? This is not what I came here to do. Mm-hmm. I only came here to be of service to animals on a global scale. The other one was I wanted the truth of everything, no matter what. It's interesting that you just said the truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was I wanted God to be my boss. Uh-huh. And I think after 20 years of saying those mantras, eventually the universe just sort of pulled me out of my slumber. I mean, there was a whole lot of stuff that happened around that, but I really went through a radical transformation after my own brother died. And that was my wake-up call, like change or you're next type of thing. And that's really where it all was born from.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I understand that. That's what the show's about, is waking people up from their slumber, from their sleep, to awaken to a new reality.
Yeah.
So that they can realize their full potential and move forward in the world, making a difference, because that's what the universe is asking us to do right now, this paradigm shift
that's
going on.
For sure.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's what we're all here for.
Yeah.
The thing and is, I had a dog, Kenya. I rescued her out of South Central L.A., mm-hmm. And she had parvo when I rescued her, like 15 Aww. Years ago. And they wanted me to just bring her back. The vet said, bring her back, get another one. I was like, excuse me? Like, what? So anyway, of course, she underwent intensive treatment back then. That was, you know, they didn't know if they could cure parvo. Parvo's a virus, a deadly virus that dogs can have. And she actually became my greatest teacher. She taught me everything. And it's kind of funny because her name was Kenya. And I would always hear in my head from her, can you do this, Kenya, Kenya, Kenya? But really, I mean, it was the animals who taught me animal communication. I didn't really necessarily know. I just knew I loved them, and I was being trained by a gentleman who spent 20 years training government service dogs for the U.S. government. And when I was being trained by him, I could hear the dog saying, you don't have to poke on me and prod on me and pull me and yank me to get me to do what you want. You just have to learn how to be my partner. And from that, I mean, the dogs were just always, all the animals were my teachers.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing what you can learn from animals. But I understand, parvo is, I'm glad you rescued that dog from parvo, because it can be treated even though a lot of dogs do die from it, especially when they're puppies, if they haven't been vaccinated. And it's kind of a debilitating disease. But yeah, so you rescued the dog and then he became your greatest teacher. That's great.
And
this is all
the truth is she rescued me.
She rescued you.
I was the one who needed rescuing. So
it sounds like you both.
But that's really what it is, right?
Right. Well, that's very interesting. You both rescued each other. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be talking more with Lori about awakening your dormant DNA, your intuitive gifts, and your connection to communicating with animals telepathically. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We have a very exciting show for you today. We've got Lori Spagna, a very powerful animal communicator, and we're talking about communicating with the animals. Now, Lori, I have to ask you, what exactly is an animal communicator, and how is that related to psychic intuitive readings?
Well, it is related because both are using... The way I explain it scientifically, because I like to do that for the doubting Thomases of the world who are left brain. Your left brain is your analyzing brain. Every human on the planet is predominantly left brain. Even those of us who say we're predominantly right brained, humans are the only animals on the planet that are left brain creatures by nature, whereas every other animal on the planet is predominantly right brained, or else some of them have actually a better balance between left and right. The right brain is the feeling sensing brain. So when we're using animal communication, we're really basically using one of the brain waves, which is a theta brainwave, that allows for telepathic communication. And anyone can learn how to access their theta brainwave consciously without falling asleep. And through the theta brainwave, you can communicate with an animal who just, he doesn't speak English or French necessarily. I mean, he can learn it, or Italian. He speaks a language of energy. And as you learn to use the theta brainwave as well as the energy centers of your own body, like your thymus, which is a sensory gland, your thymus gland, your pineal pituitary glands, which are called the third eye by psychics a lot of times, but pineal pituitary gland, master glands, sensory glands in the head, the center of the brain, they can sense and receive information in the form of energy. So, and then our skin is sensory glands, right? Did you ever get like goosebumps, they call
it. Yes.
That's your skin receiving information. So that sensory information comes into the body and then goes, travels through the body, through the circulatory system, the nervous system, goes up through the right brain. The right brain experiences it, feels it, senses it, goes over to the left brain, and the left brain gives it a label, a word. So animals have the same thing, only they don't necessarily need to label it in the left brain. They can experience it through the right brain and understand it. And once we start practicing how to do this through the theta brainwave, we can have a two-way dialogue, back and forth, and communicate. We just have to understand their language, which is this language of energy, rather than French or German or Italian. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the benefits of animal communication?
Well, you know, it's really, for those of us who love animals, it's really so easy, right? You can find out what's your animal thinking, how's your animal feeling, what does he like, what does he doesn't like. But obviously it goes a lot deeper than that. I mean, if you bring your animal to the vet and you need to know what's been going on, I mean, what did he eat something? What's he feeling? Where does it hurt? What's his emotions? You know, what's causing this? What's behind this? I mean, that's a great way. If you've lost an animal, you can help figure out where the animal is to locate the animal. The biggest thing to me when I'm working with animals is, what does your animal want you to know about your life? Because, Michelle, typically our animals are actually teaching us and healing us. They're not just companions. I mean, even animals in the wild are doing their roles to either teach us about things that are going on in the environment or through all of life, or else they're healing us or healing the earth in some way. Like the whales, they heal the water. The elephants, they heal Mother Earth. The animals that we live with are healing us.
Okay.
Because everything's energy. So they're receiving that energy. They're basically mirroring it back at us and emulating it so that we can take a look at it and go, huh, what's going on here?
Right.
What do I need to learn about? What do I need to transform? What do I need to heal from? So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. So the animals are teaching us what we need to do to heal.
Yeah. Well, they're teaching us. If you think of it this way, if your animal, let's say you have an animal who's aggressive, okay? You have maybe a dog who's aggressive, or you have a cat who's peeing on your bed or something, or eliminating inappropriately. They're trying to get your attention. They're trying to say something to you that's significant, that matters. If it's aggression, in the first example, it might be because either you need to learn how to stand up for yourself, or maybe you need to clear some parts in your body where you feel like a victim. You feel like you need someone to fight for you. Or maybe you're really aggressive, and you need to tone it down and start to learn how to be more harmonious in your life. But always, that's energy. Aggression is energy. So if an animal is displaying aggression, it's energy that's in your home life that's being displayed, mirrored back at you for you to somehow learn about, transform, change, etc. Same thing with the cat example. If the cat is, let's say, peeing on your bed, sometimes that's a common one with cats. They're eliminating inappropriately. With a cat who's peeing somewhere inappropriately, he's probably pretty pissed off about something. Chances are. Wants your attention. What does he want to tell you? What does he want to share with you? What does he want you to hear and understand? So these are just a few examples, but obviously. But we could go, you know, on like this, right?
Right, right. And they're very good examples. Well, I love animals just like you do. I used to own an animal hospital many years ago for quite some time. And I've had quite a few animals. I had one time I had five. I had three cats and two dogs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You have an animal now. What is your, who's your animal right now, your animal companion?
I have, her name is Durga. D-U-R-G-A.
Durga.
Yes. And she is a little 5-pound Yorkshire Terrier who is who is very fiery. She's got a lot of.
Yeah. Don't tell me anything about her. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Cause I already know she's fiery. Like, look, and even if you look at your personality, Michelle, you're a fireball, right? I mean, I can feel the energy. You are. You're like a force to be reckoned with. And this is the first thing. You tell me this dog's name, and you say she's a little Yorkie terrier. Is that right?
Right.
Yorkie terrier?
Yes.
Nick? Yeah? Okay. So as soon as I just start to tap into her energy immediately, because that's really all I need, is I need her name and I need to know your name, who she's guarded by or lives with, right? You don't own her. You can't own a living being, but you're her guardian. You're her human.
Right.
Actually, most dogs, they tend to think they own their human. So it's because we work for them. We put their food on the table. We take them out to walks. We take them everywhere. Anyway, that's the first thing I get from Durga.
Yeah.
Powerful woman. She's meant to learn her power. She's meant to learn about empowerment through you. So you're learning a lot about your own power.
Mm-hmm.
And also part of your own divine femininity.
Right.
Because sometimes she's going to even like sort of put you in your place and even assist you to sort of sometimes relax, mellow out, go with the flow, be more gentle. So it's how can you be in your power and still really let that divine feminine part come out as well?
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of, as I'm understanding, as I connect with the essence of Durga and the wisdom that she has to share and the intelligence she's sharing with you, this is what's coming up.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, but she...
And also that she definitely loves being with you. And it's kind of interesting because I'm being shown a bedroom with leopard kind of material. Do you have that in your bedroom?
We have a faux fur throw, and she's wearing a leopard. She's got a bow in her hair right now that's got a leopard pattern with red on it.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so yeah, you're validating that. So, and does she get to sleep on your bed?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because that's what I understand. Okay, so I'm just looking to validate what I understood is that she really loves to sleep on your bed. And she is like your number one lady. And she definitely enjoys being your sidekick is the word that I'm being given. Sidekick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, she goes everywhere with us. She's like our child, basically, because we don't have children. So she is our child.
Mm-hmm.
And so she
That's
does
awesome.
Go everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she does run the roost. And, you know, I cook for her special food because she has to have a special diet.
What's going on with her that she needs a special diet?
Yeah, she is, first of all, she's got irritable bowel disease, and then she also is allergic to proteins. I can't remember the name of that disease. Certain proteins that she was fed. So now she's on a lamb diet. I have to give her lamb, and I mix it up with, because she's got irritable bowel disease, I mix it up with different winter squashes and peach.
Oh, yeah, squash is good for that.
Yeah.
I will say this, the mind-body connection of irritable bowel syndrome
mm-hmm.
is learning how to let things go. Learning how to let things go and letting them go, not holding on to, if I can say this word, the CRAP of life.
Right.
Letting things go. So if we just look from an energetic standpoint, how that relates to you and Durga, we can understand, you know, sometimes, in fact, I bet there's probably a 9 in your life path somewhere if I were to look at your numbers, but sometimes it's really, that's kind of like the part of us that's so powerful, we can sometimes tend to be over-controlling, even over-dominant. That's the lesson of 9 involves that sometimes, where are we controlling too much and where do we have to let things go? And IBS... the mind-body connection is really, a lot of that is teaching us about that. So, you know, if that resonates for you, Michelle, and obviously I know we only have, you know, a few minutes here. If I were to spend a whole hour with you, I'd probably go into that and we'd do some real energy work on lifting that and receiving the information you're meant to get about it so that you don't have to continue with that, and neither does the dog. But the idea really is there a lesson in there for you? Is there something in there that makes sense for you? You take that, see if it works for you.
Okay,
and,
Lori, that's very interesting. We've got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. We're going to explore this a little bit more. Don't want to cut you off, but we've got to take a break. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. It's pretty appropriate that you would play that song, Chrissy, Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones. We're talking about animals here and how they sometimes carry our burdens and show us what we need to work on. We've got Lori Spagna here, who's a very powerful animal communicator and intuitive, and we were talking about my little Yorkie, Durga, before the break, and you brought up the number 9. So you want to explain that some more, Lori?
Well, the interesting thing is that when you, during the break, when you mentioned your birthday, we were just looking at your life path. The thing is, actually, your life path is an 11,
mm-hmm.
which has to do with mastery, self-mastery, but there's a 9 in your, there are actually 2 9s in your birth path, obviously. I mean, everyone born in the 1900s has 1 9 in there.
Right.
But you, there's a 9 in the ending of your life path, which means this time, the way that shows up is it means you really have learned the lesson of 9, and now you have to let it go. It's from the past. You have to move on, step into your mastery. So 9 shows up for you in stepping into your mastery by letting go of things from your past, resolving them, moving on in a more peaceful way, and that this is part of how you'll really move into your mastery, but by embracing what other people's points of view are, what other people's perspectives are, what other other things other than your own knowing. And by the way, you got a, with your, you've got a 16 in there. Six is all about joy. Six is joy, care, nurturing, gentleness. And because it's a 1-6, it tells me you have to become one with that. You have to align with that. You have to step into a gentle, nurturing aspect of yourself, which if we go back to what part of what Durga was communicating when I was just tuning into her consciousness and her awareness, that was a lot of it. It was like that sweetness, the divine feminine. And when you look at your life path of your numbers, I didn't really explain numerology at all on the call, but numbers are a universal language. One is one is one. It doesn't matter what language you say it in. And there's an energy to that one, as is so with all the numbers, and that energy can be translated into words that make sense to us. So anyway, that life path of 11, which is also vibrates energetically to a 2, or aspects of it, 2 is about uniting divine feminine and divine masculine. And isn't that interesting? Because that was the very one of the very first things I got when I tuned in with Durga, before I even knew your numbers.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah. So it shows you, you know, you can learn about yourself through your animals, through your numbers. I mean, there's through obviously Vedic astrology is another way you can learn about yourself. These are all tools that we have. And if we go back to your first question, if I could just say this one other thing, is that your first question was, well, how do you know the difference if you're tuning into an animal telepathically or if you're just getting a psychic or intuitive reading?
Well, right.
Tuning into an animal is asking the animal for information. Tuning into source, creator, the divine, is asking source for source's wisdom to come through. But both of them happen the same way, effectively. You tune into a brainwave, you access the field, and then you connect with the intelligence of the unique being or individual that you want to connect with.
Okay.
I'm oversimplifying, but that's effectively how it works.
Yeah, because that was going to be one of my questions, is how can people attach into their pets like immediately or to communicate with them?
You know, your animals already understand everything you're thinking. They know your thoughts. They hear your thoughts. They are telepathic already. So they are already receiving it. It's just we don't always know that that's happening. So one of the greatest things you can do is just start talking to them out loud with the words that you want them to understand. And even if they don't know the words and what the words mean, they understand the energy behind the words. So you can start talking to your animal and just saying simple little things you want them to hear. And then you can literally say to them, what would you like me to know? And just practice getting quiet. I mean, at first, you might not be very good at it, but the more you practice just being quiet, just ask, what would you like me to know? That's all. What would you like to share with me?
What would
you like me to know? And then just practice getting quiet and listening and seeing, even if you close your eyes, see what you see, feel what you feel, notice what you notice, whatever it is. It's so simple. That, I mean, I know it's more than that, but that's a great way to start.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. But yeah, I've always had a feeling that they were intuitive. I always had a feeling that my pets could read my mind.
For sure.
Because I would think something like I'm going to go feed them or whatever, and before I even have gotten off the sofa to go feed them, they're in the kitchen, you know, they're ahead of me.
Exactly.
Or you're thinking about going for a walk, you don't say anything, and they're by the door, wagging their tail.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Because they're so tuned in, and the thing is they don't have to do things like go put food on the table or make dinner or go to work or pay their bills or get along with their brother-in-law, you know, their mother-in-law or whatever. They just have to be. And the being part of them is the right brain, feeling, sensing part of them that's just tuned into whatever is. They don't really have huge agendas in life or things that they really have to – they have their agendas for their life mission and purpose, but it's not like – do all day long, figure out what you have to do, and then fall in bed exhausted so you can't even just be.
Right.
So they're actually showing that to us and mirroring it for us in so many ways. And because they're so tuned in, they literally do know your thoughts already, even before you start acting. you know, to go get the mm-hmm. food or the leashes or whatever.
Yeah.
So
what do the animals most often want their family members to know then?
Most of the time, they want what they want their family members to know is that they are loved, that they matter, and to slow down and have fun and play. Because we've become a society that's so busy. We're so busy, we don't even value fun and play anymore. I mean, we even in the school systems, we've taken out dance and music and art. Those are all the things we associate with fun and play and enjoyment. We don't even value that in our society. So mm-hmm. when you ask what the animals want us to know, it's almost hard to even just go like, yeah, well, why is fun and play valuable? It doesn't exactly, you know, bring home the bacon. It doesn't exactly pay the bills. Well, it actually does, but we don't understand that. It actually requires, for us to really live our best lives, we need to go out and start enjoying life. And that is a major thing that the animals want their humans to know. I mean, mm-hmm. That's why they get so excited. It's like, oh, we get to go out for a walk. Oh, my God, we get to go out and have some fun and play. Oh, we're going to go to the park. Oh, my God, we're going to go to the beach. Yes, this is awesome. And that, you know what that does? That shifts the entire energy of our bodies, the entire electromagnetic field of energy in and around us. And when that energy shifts in and around us, we immediately, the physiology of the body, not just for our animals, but for us, starts to get happier. And what else does that do? Happiness, it starts to raise the vibrational energies of our body. That creates health and well-being.
And now, also creates wealth.
And yes! Wealth.
Yes,
exactly. Yes.
I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people don't get that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so important. So, I mean, our animals are teaching us how to have fun and play, but through that, through fun and play, that everything else gets transformed in our life. Now, I'm not mm-hmm. saying not to ever work. I'm just saying balance here. We've just become such a workaholic society that it's time to shift and bring it more into balance, more fun, more play, more enjoyment, which will actually transform everything else. And animals, definitely. They definitely get that.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And see, that's the thing I've been trying to say during these eclipse patterns is it's not the time for you to go out and go, 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 go. Because if you do that, you're going to get very frustrated. It's a time for you to step back, take a deep breath, relax, meditate, have some fun. Let your ideas, because you're going to get ideas during these times, let them just kind of incubate and germinate. And then later on, when the energy shifts and it's time to move forward, you can give birth to your ideas in a way that'll be more productive and easier. It'll be a lot easier for you to see them come to fruition if you take this time off. So you have to take time off. You just can't constantly be go, go, going. So the animals are trying to teach us that. You know, the planets are trying to teach us that. I mean, God is trying to teach us that. Your higher power is trying to teach us that. You know, we just really need to get away from constantly go, go, go.
I love astrology. I love all kinds of astrology. I mean, I'm not an astrologist, but I definitely use it as one of the many tools in my toolbox when I do sessions for clients. And I love learning about it. And that's so cool that, like, the ninth is the eclipse on the ninth is all about letting things come up that need to be looked at. And that might be what we need to release. Is that right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. Well, what's going to happen is during this eclipse patterns, actually, they go on for 18 months. And what these particular ones are doing is they're showing the truth and the matters. It involves Saturn, which is a Satgraha, which is a planet of truth. And so he's going to show you truth in matters in your life that where the truth needs to shine. And he's also going to be showing on a mundane level, he's also going to be showing what's going on in the collective consciousness as well with the government and corporations and our food supply, our environment, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So this is the time when the truth is going to come forth because it's been hidden in the shadows. And that's what the clip plans do.
How bringing up. How long has this phase been going on? Because we've been in this. You know, this has been going on for a long time. We're seeing all the secret stuff that's coming out. The government's being exposed, the bankers, et cetera, et cetera. Like you said, 18 months, but it already started, didn't it?
Yeah, it started. And there's a whole other thing that happens as well. It's called generational shifts that happen every 20 years. And we happened to 2000 kicked off this generational shift. And so, it's a total paradigm shift. We're coming into a new reality where the old things we're learning, the old way is not working. And we're being shown the corruption and what's hidden in the shadows, what's hidden behind. And it's all coming to a head, but it should all clear up by the year, 2020. Yeah. So we're not very far away, but we're like at the pivotal point now where it's all just finally coming to a head, and then we're seeing the truth, and then we'll be able to move forward. So this is all very interesting. We have to take another quick break. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
I love that song. Thank you, Chrissy. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got Laura Spagna here. She's a very powerful animal intuit. And we were talking about the eclipse patterns before the break and what's going on. And to tell you the truth, what is going on is that things are getting better. They kind of have to go through a little shift where the truth comes out and we don't like it. You know, we don't like change. We would prefer it in dollar bills or coins or something like that. We don't like it when our lives change because it creates some, you know, kind of stress and unknowingness. And people are afraid of the unknowing. But what happens with this is that the truth gets revealed. We see what's going on, and the truth sets us free. So then we can move forward. We know which direction to go in, which we're going to be the most productive in moving the light in back into our society, into our world. And so that's what it is. We're going through a huge paradigm shift right now, but I do see it getting better. That is just a necessary thing you have to go through. And people realize when they go through their lives, lots of times they find that they learn their best lessons in, not in the good times, but in the bad times, you know? And so that's what I like in this too. We're being taught our lessons so that we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't always look at it as though, we're sort of going through a detox program right now, globally
right.
speaking, we are detoxing. And
yes.
detoxification is not always fun, but when you're done, you're like clean and sober and pure, you know, and healthier and stronger and happier. And if we could sort of see it that way, it would probably ease a lot of the so-called pain and suffering, you know, the perceived hardship of it all. But that is what's happening, and it is getting better. That's the way I see it. As a visionary, I can definitely see, you know, the future looks really good. You know, once
yes.
we get through this.
Yes, yes. And we're kind of, you know, we're at the hump now, 2013, so 2010 would have been the actual hump. So we're in the long stretch, you know, we're in the home stretch, basically.
Mm. And the thing is, our animals see that too, you know, because even like the whales, when you tune into the whales, who are the keepers of the sea, the whales and the dolphins, they're all, most of what they say, and even the pachyderms, the big animals of the planet, like the elephants, for example, they're all like, you know, save the humans, have compassion for these humans. They really don't realize what they've done, and we're just here helping them to become aware so that they can live better lives. And that's what, the animals already get it. They have enormous compassion for us, for this, especially during this time, which is amazing. You wouldn't expect that necessarily.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, when you hear what's happening to them, you know,
right.
with what humans are doing.
Yeah, especially because of what lots of non-knowing humans have done to them. But really, it's not even that they're really angry at us as much as it is that they have huge compassion that we don't realize the consequences. Like, animals totally understand cause and effect. They really understand consequences from a cause and effect point of view. But most human animals, we're animals too, we don't seem to understand that if you hate on someone, hate's going to come back to you. If you steal from someone, you will be stolen from. If you pollute the land will be if you dump chemicals in the sky, you're going to destroy the food. If you, you know, if you leave your garbage at the water side and if you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I don't need to go on. But, of course, they understand cause and effect. We are just learning one of these most basic laws of the universe.
Yeah, well, they totally understand the law of attraction. What you put out is what you get.
I mean, law of attraction is literally a subset law of the laws of karma. What you send out comes back to you with equal or greater force. And it doesn't just apply to you know, it applies to everything because everything is energy, even good thoughts. When you start sending out good thoughts, good vibrations, they come back to you because that's law of attraction. That's an aspect of karma. What you think about others, they will mirror that back for you too because what you see in someone are the aspects that you're going to bring out in them just by what you perceive them to be. Because really, now I could go on, but the truth is that the greatest law, the highest law, is the law of one. Universal law, the law of one. Everything is connected. Everyone, everywhere is connected. There's nothing that's out there. It's all one.
That's
the
true.
Law of one, which is also the law of love.
Yes, so the animals are teaching us unconditional love and compassion. Mm-hmm. And I am reminded of this. There was Jesus Christ after he was crucified. Don't want to offend anybody who doesn't believe this, but just for the mythology of it. When he was crucified, what did he say? What was his last words? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's kind of, I guess, what the animals, with the whales and the dolphins and the elephants are teaching us.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. It's amazing that they still have so much compassion for us. And even with elephants, a lot of times, like if you have ever, if you remember that story, we were just talking about earth changes during the break, Michelle, and remember how the tsunamis in Southeast Asia happened? All the elephants instinctively knew before the tsunami to go uphill. Now, when you ask back to your very first question, why do they want to communicate with animals? Could you imagine if people then understood how to listen to animals and the elephant said, let's go, water, follow me, uphill, away from the water? I mean, it's that simple, right? They were not one elephant, not one animal was wounded in those tsunamis. In that whole big thing. So the animals instinctively so tuned into Mother Earth, so tuned into the water, so tuned into one another that they knew. They knew to get out of the way. And Earth and the water took care of them.
And you know what? This is another thing that happened. Now, this is when I was living in California. I was living there when they had the tsunami in Japan. And I was living in Southern California near Redondo Beach. And a couple of days before the tsunami in Japan happened, Redondo Beach is a little unusual in where the waters are extremely deep there, in the inlet there.
That's where I live, by the way.
Oh, do you? Okay, you know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all these fish, do you remember this? All these fish came and filled up. They had these record numbers of fish filling up that area. So it's like they were running away from the tsunami, like they knew that it was coming and they were running away.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lori, we're going to have to go here. But before we go, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get a hold of you. So how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, they can go to the website, lorispagna.com, and if they do, they will get a free MP3 class on animal communication, what it is, how you can start using it now in your life with your animals, as well as a free MP3 class on your intuitive gifts, how to use them, how to tap into them, and a Juicy Living ebook. So that's lorispagna.com.
Now, spell the Spagna.
It's L-O-R-I, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, A, G as in Gregory, N as in Nancy, A. LoriSpagna.com.
Great.
Yeah,
Lori,
I would love to hear from them.
Good. Yeah, so you guys make sure you contact her. And Lori, it's been so fun having you on the show. We're going to have you back.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It has been a great time for me, too. I'm so grateful to you for having me as a guest.
You're welcome. All right. You've been listening to The Michelle Vaughn Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about me and how I can help you with your nutritional needs or to get an astrology reading, you can contact me at themichellebondshow.com. That's themichellebondshow.com. And remember to come listen to Paula Bronte and I on Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30 at the Edmonds Vitamin and Herb Shop in Edmonds, Washington, where we'll be talking about experiencing the new economic shift from a place of strength, prosperity, and health. Thank you again for listening. Y'all have a prosperous week. I'll see you next Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific time and 3 o'clock Eastern time. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Michelle Vaughn Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. you are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby. Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transforming the world.